This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let me give you some just practical examples of that. Have you ever believed a lie about another person only to find out that what you were told wasn't true? That's happened to all of us, and we've been guilty of that, where we have repeated gossip and it wasn't true. You may have done that with a relative, where you repeated something only to find out that those details were not correct. We can be deceived into believing lies about people at work. We can be deceived into believing lies at neighbors, only to find out that what we heard was distorted, changed, manipulated, spun in a different way, and had we known the truth, we would have known something different. Believers can be deceived into believing a lie, and the greatest example of that is when people are deceived into believing lies about their relationship to God Almighty. Some people believe that they will never be forgiven for their sin. That is a lie. Because of 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some people have been deceived into believing there's no hope for them. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Some people have been deceived into believing a lot of things about themselves that have no basis in Scripture, have no basis in fact. Have you ever been deceived? I have, and so have you. Let's bring up the second point. Believers can be seduced by flattery. Why do I bring that up? Because you notice that the people of Gibeon flattered Joshua and the people of Israel. We've heard about your God and His great power, and we've heard about how He's destroyed other nations, and we're just in awe of Him. It was flattery. Another point under that, they can be seduced. Seduce means to lead astray or beguile, which means to deceive with false logic. The Bible references Eve being beguiled by Satan. Beguile means to deceive with false logic. Makes sense. Only problem is, it's a lie. Have you ever been beguiled? Deceived with false logic? Have you ever been seduced with flattery, where someone came on to you with so much flattery that you just fell into a web of deception, and as you look back, you say to yourself, I see what was happening there. They were prepping me with flattery. They were seducing me with flattery, and then the deception was carried out because of flattery. Believers can be seduced by flattery. There's a third one I want to bring up and spend some time on it. Believers can rely more on logic than they do the Lord. Be careful when you rely more on your logic than you do the Word of God. Be careful when you rely more on your intelligence level than you do the Holy Spirit of God. Be careful when you say it's more important to know my gut instincts are being met rather than what the Lord says or directs me to do. Believers can rely more on logic than they do with the Lord, rely on the Lord, and that's the whole ruse. Is summed up in the last verse I read. Joshua and the people sampled the provisions. They looked at the moldy bread. They looked at the old clothes. They looked at the cracked wineskins and said, well, they must be from a far country, rather than going to the Lord, inquiring of the Lord, saying, Lord, is this true? I want to share a practical suggestion for you as we wrap up today of making your first response to any situation to be prayer. See, for so many people, prayer is the last resort, and I'm going to suggest that today, beginning today, prayer is no longer going to be the last resort. It's going to be your first response.
Well, I want you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.